Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air with the mission to equip you in life and truth because life and truth matter. In our post-truth culture of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with truth has never been greater. Truth equips you to live life authentically in Christ, enabling you to strive with all His energy that He so powerfully works within you. To join us on air with your question or testimony of the life-saving grace of Jesus Christ, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I hope everybody's out voting and no one's listening to the broadcast today. Voting is important. I talked about its significance on yesterday's Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Do you remember that we are contactable on the web at equip.org or via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember our podcasts. They keep on coming. I did another podcast today, extraordinarily interesting. You'll hear more about it in the days to come. So many people are giving us five-star ratings at iTunes, and that is helping the popularity of the Hank Unplugged podcast. CGH Studios, the comment after a five-star rating. Many people have had the opportunity to hear Hank for decades on his popular radio broadcast, now available in podcast form. Those episodes are an appetizer to the conversations on Hank Unplugged, The Depth. To the topics discussed on Hank's Unplugged podcast provide more of what open-minded, serious thinkers want. Thank you, Hank. Again, you can access the podcast. And a lot of people don't even know about the podcast. I was just talking to someone the other day, knew about the broadcast, but didn't know about the podcast. You can find it on the web at equip.org or in iTunes or wherever you consume your favorite podcasts. I also want to mention the resource of the month. I just can't do it enough justice. I watched it again just before coming into the studio. It is a visually stunning production. And just watching it, you know that there is a God who spoke the limitless galaxies into existence, who knit us together in our mother's womb. If you ever want to be solidified in your faith, sit down for 58 minutes and watch this film. It is transformational. Again, it's called The Call of the Cosmos, and it's produced by Illustria Media, and they just keep outdoing themselves. If you don't have a copy, it is available for those who support the ministry. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. I was doing a podcast today, and the person that I was interviewing, and you'll find out more about him later on, was talking about the reality that more and more people that he's encountering have bought into the idea of theistic evolution. But I think if you watch The Call of the Cosmos, that's out the window. And for many good reasons that I'll talk about later on future Bible Answer Man broadcasts. But let me just say this, that under the banner, this banner of theistic evolution, there are so many people who are reverting to a pre-scientific paradigm. And they're Christians. And they're maintaining that God used evolution as His method for creation. And I've said this before, but it bears repeating, particularly in light of The Call of the Cosmos. Again, available on the web for your support at equip.org. And that is, this is the worst of all possibilities. It's one thing to believe in evolution. It's quite another to blame God for evolution. I mean, think about it. The biblical account of creation specifically says that God created living creatures according to their own kinds. One kind did not evolve into another kind. And this is confirmed by science. The DNA for a fetus is not the DNA for a frog. And the DNA for a frog is not the DNA for a fish. My point is that the DNA of a fetus, a frog, or a fish uniquely programmed for reproduction after its own kind. And therefore, while scripture and science allow for microevolution, what I'm talking about there is transitions within the kinds, neither science nor scripture allow for macroevolution. The idea of amoebas evolving into apes, and then apes evolving into astronauts. And I think there's another point that we ought to be very considerate of as Christians. And that is that evolution is cruel. It's inefficient. In fact, it's the cruelest, most inefficient system for creation that one could possibly imagine. And sometimes we have to have someone who does not hold to a Christian worldview remind us of that. And a good reminder comes from Nobel Prize-winning evolutionist Jacques Monod. He said, and this quote has always stuck in my mind, he said that the struggle for life, the elimination of the weakest, this is a horrible process. It's a horrible process against which our whole modern ethic revolts. And then he went on to say this, I am surprised that a Christian would defend the idea that this is the process which God more or less set up in order to have evolution. The bottom line here is that theistic evolution is a contradiction in terms. If you think about it clearly, you'll recognize immediately that God can no more direct an undirected process than God can create a squared circle. God can do anything that's logically possible, but you can't create a squared circle. A circle is not square by definition. But this is precisely what theistic evolution presupposes. And when evolution is fighting for its very life, rather than propping it up with theories such as theistic evolution, thinking Christians everywhere should be on the vanguard of demonstrating the demise of evolution. It's a 19th century mystery religion, and it ought to fall, along with Freudianism and many other canards that people unfortunately are buying into. And I think the hell of it, if you can put it this way, is that Christians buy high and sell low. Just about the time that a theory is falling, we so often are buying into it, and uncritically as well. Well, let's end this segment with the quote of the day. When we come back from the break, we'll try to take some calls, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. The quote of the day comes from C.S. Lewis, and I love it. C.S. Lewis, in his typically profound way, said this, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else. Again, the quote of the day, we'll put it up on the web at equip.org. And once again, do remember the Call of the Cosmos, available for your support. Only those deafened by the relentless drumbeat of philosophical naturalism could fail to heed the Call of the Cosmos. This is a stunning production, and it's guaranteed to awaken and arouse everyone who has ears to hear. And I can tell you that this is a film you'll want in your library. You want to watch with family members. I plan on doing that with some of our family members in the very near future as well. Again, we're coming up to station break, the number to dial. Get your questions answered after the break, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265.
Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it, the mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning new film provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal, just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. And let's go to our phone calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. George in Tacoma, Washington, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, George.
Hi, Hank. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I encourage everybody to vote. I did, and it sure feels good to do that, the freedom that we have to vote. So I sure hope everybody's voting today.
Yes, thank you.
But I want to ask you, I have a Greek Orthodox church close to my home, and I was thinking about visiting there. I called the priest, who got back to me with a voicemail, and he said, George, would love to have you, but you as a baptized Roman Catholic cannot take communion in the Greek Orthodox Church. He left that on the voicemail. I haven't had a chance to get back to him yet, but I just want to ask you, Hank, what is the difference in the actual Eucharist itself that a Roman Catholic would not be allowed to partake in that at the Greek Orthodox Church?
Yeah, the reason, I believe, is that there are many, many differences between Roman Catholics and their theology and the Orthodox Church and its theology. And according to the Orthodox Church, the Eucharist is a sign of unity. But if someone rejects the teachings of the Church, it's not possible to make a visible sign of unity, particularly around this Thanksgiving meal. And so I think that what was fortunate in the first part of history is that there was a visible unity. Unfortunately, that visible unity is now gone.
Right. But in other words, since the split from 1054, so basically the priest is telling me that the Roman Catholic, the Western arm of or lung of the church, is not in communion with the Eastern lung of the church, therefore the way I take communion in the Catholic Church is not in communion with the way, I mean, it seemed like to me you'd go there and communion would be communion. I don't understand why a Catholic would be refused to take wine and the body. If they're both the actual body and blood of Christ, which the Orthodox Church believes it is, what would me being in their church taking communion, why would that be something that they would not, I guess I'm not following what the difference would be or why they would think my taking of bread and wine or their Eucharist would be different than me taking it in the Roman Catholic Church. The liturgy, I know the liturgy will be different, but isn't the actual taking the body and the blood going to be the exact same celebration of Christ?
Well, let me say, first of all, I'm not an expert on this matter. But let me give you my understanding, which is that for the first 1,000 years of Christian history, when the church was visibly one, before the church divided, the gifts of the body and blood of Christ were received as just that, his body and blood. And the church confessed uniformly that this was a mystery, that the bread was truly his body, and the cup was truly his blood. But in the early church, there was never an explanation of how this could be so. And then you had the 11th and 12th centuries, which bring on a scholastic era, or an era of reason. And in the West, in this era, the Roman Catholic Church separates from the Orthodox Church, is now pressed by the rationalists to define how the transformation occurs. And they answer with a word, a word I'm sure is familiar to you, transubstantiation, which means a change of substance. So the idea was that the elements are no longer bread and wine. They are physically changed into the flesh and blood, and that the sacrament, which only faith can comprehend, was subjected to a philosophical definition which was unknown in the ancient church. So this is a big difference. And for the Orthodox, and again, I'm not an expert on this matter, but for the Orthodox, this is a very significant issue, because if you receive Christ's body and blood in an unworthy manner, then you bring condemnation upon yourself. And so, you know, the distinction between the Eastern Church and the Western Church is far more than peripheral. And it's not just about teachings on the Eucharist itself, but the entire set of teachings and practices of the Church. So there are many differences between the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. For example, the Roman Church forwards the notion that in the intermediate state after death, there are certain sins that can be atoned for by way of temporal punishment and purgatory. Well, Orthodoxy considers the notion of purgation to be a late innovation that has no precedence in both Scripture and the teachings of the Fathers. So in distinction, Orthodoxy views the intermediate state as a foretaste of either eternal reward or eternal punishment, both of which are ultimately fixed on the Day of Judgment. This is a substantial difference, but there are many other substantive differences that I've written about in an entry in my complete Bible answer book, Collector's Edition. That's the best answer I can give you, but again, these are the words of a untrained scientist in the nuances of why specifically this prohibition is in place with respect to Roman Catholics who do believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist.
Okay, Hank. Well, that's a great start for me to do more research. And I think what's been troubling my heart is, like you say, I was raised a Southern Baptist. I married a Roman Catholic. She has since passed away, unfortunately. There are things about the Catholic Church that I do have trouble with. And I want to worship, first of all, which is a place that's pleasing to the Lord. And I also want to worship with truth. I don't want to be worshiping in a church that has added doctrine, has added things that are, first of all, are not scriptural. There's no basis for it. I want to be worshiping in a pure heart and with pure teaching, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I love liturgy. I love the beauty of the incense. I love that kind of a worship. And so I guess my journey is, now that my wife has passed away, I guess my journey is I'm leaning going towards back to Protestant church, but I'm trying to find a church where the liturgy will be beautiful, rich, almost like the church of the Acts of the Apostles, something that's ancient but true. And I guess my thought with the Greek Orthodox was, well, if they have the liturgy that I will enjoy, if they have the teachings that are more scriptural and not like the bodily assumption of Mary and the Immaculate Conception, all of these things that many Catholics today that I know of don't really believe in it either. They're kind of cafeteria Catholics. They pick and choose what they like. I just want to worship Hank with truth, and I want to please the Lord. So this is my journey. So I appreciate your thoughts. And hopefully I can get with this priest at some point, and we can discuss it more.
Yeah, I think that'd be wonderful.
So God bless you, Hank. Thank you for your time. And I'll be visiting your beautiful city this month to see my sister. So God bless.
Well, thank you. And it was wonderful speaking with you, and appreciate your heart on these matters. You know, as you just alluded to, Catholicism and Orthodoxy are divided in many different areas, including papal infallibility, the idea that when the Pope speaks ex cathedra from the chair, he does so infallibly. And as a result of that, you have dogmas which are rejected within the Orthodox Church. So, for example, Orthodoxy considers the Immaculate Conception, just mentioned, which was, by the way, defined by Pope Pius IX. They consider this an unwarranted innovation. And the Orthodox Church is not about innovation. It's about perpetuating the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Again, I've written about some of these differences in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated, available for those who support the ministry. And if you join CRA's monthly support team, be pleased to send a copy personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. You can check that out on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. My deepest appreciation for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. In standing with me, you're making a difference in the lives of people all around the globe. I can say that with complete sincerity. And only when life soon to will be past, only what's done for Christ will last. Until tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it, the mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning new film provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.